our hearing time. If we hear something that the Lord, we feel like the Lord wants us to share, a passage from Scripture, a tongue, a picture or a word or a prayer, you are welcome to share that. With the tongue, just maybe give us a heads up that that's what's going to happen so that we can then listen for interpretation. And with any words or that you feel the Lord wants to give you prophetically, if those words are correctional, so if they're a word of correction or direction, just pass it by Carlene or myself, and we'll discern together whether that should be shared. We just want to be a little careful with those kinds of words. But we believe God speaks, so as we're worshiping, we're also listening for what God wants to say to us.
Transferred their new southern accent to you.
Only dad,
though. Oh, yeah. Lord, let your glory fall.
Then your fire came. They knelt upon the ground, and with one voice they prayed. Our sacrifice was made, and then your fire came. They knelt upon the ground, and with one voice they prayed. You are good, you are good, and your love endures. You are good, you are good, and your love endures. You are good, you are good.
Holy and anointed one.
yeah, there's something blocking. So God, I just ask that you would fill this entire room, that you would fill this building with your presence, and that nothing would be blocked today, but that we could just enter into worship freely and holy. And yeah, God, we want your presence. We need your presence. And so I just ask that you could bring down any of these blockages that are here, even if they're just in my life, God, that you would just be welcome in this place. We need your presence.
Thank you. This I believe.
Just with the with what Candace said about the pockets, as soon as you said that picture, I don't know, just came to me. So, but it was the opposite, where there was pockets of life. And the picture was of the Dead Sea, and I don't know if you know about the Dead Sea right now, but there are sinkholes beside the Dead Sea, and if you know the Dead Sea, it's fully salt water and nothing can live in it. But in these sinkholes that are right beside the Dead Sea, there's fresh water coming from springs from below right now, and there's actually fish in these little pockets of fresh water that are right beside the sea, and fish are growing in that. And there's a prophecy in Ezekiel where it talks about the Dead Sea becoming fresh because of the river that will stream from the Temple Mount. There will eventually be a stream that flows from the Temple Mount down to the Dead Sea and makes the Dead Sea alive again, at least the upper part of the Dead Sea. And but the pockets, there's pockets of life. And so my prayer, just as you're praying that, to the Lord, yeah, flood this place, that it's not just pockets of life, but that you take over the whole place, and it's just teeming with life.
Yeah, but not water, but isn't there something in Scripture where if there's even a little spark, that there's that opportunity for flourishing in life?
Right? I mean, the passage that comes to mind is Jesus himself. He a bruised reed he will not break, a smoldering wick he will not snuff out.
Yeah, there's still enough
there. Absolutely.
Our Father, God Almighty, through your Holy Spirit, conceiving Christ the Son, Jesus our Savior. I believe in God our Father, I believe in Christ the Son, I believe in the Holy Spirit, our God is three. Suffered and crucified.
This place with faith. Flood us with belief, Lord. I pray that just your presence would just push out any doubts, Lord. I just see it coming in like a flood and just sweeping away any doubts, sweeping away anything that's not solid, sweeping away anything that's not from you, Lord. I just pray that you just flood us. And I know that I get the pictures of the tsunami that happened in 2004 in the Indian Ocean there, and just the pictures that happened. And I know that, Lord, it brings destruction and death. But Lord, I pray that, yeah, just your presence would bring destruction to those things that need to be destroyed in our lives. And it would bring death to those things that need to die, Lord God, and that you would just take away anything that's keeping us from belief and faith and light.
Heaven's mercy, see.
And it's just awesome.
New one called Let There Be Light. First line is, there's no darkness in your eyes. Matt Crocker, Joel Houston.
So it's Hillsong.
Hillsong.
Darkness in your eyes. There's no question in your mind, God Almighty. God of mercy. There's no hiding from your face. There's no striving in your grace, God of mercy. There's no taking back the cross.
I just want to share a little bit about last Sunday. The song reminded me of what I heard last Sunday. A bunch of us went to hear a missionary who had been in the Philippines. Her name is Gracia Burnham, and she was kidnapped with her husband and taken by Islamic terrorists for 13 months. And the part that got me was that there's no borders. God's love, I think, or something we sang. No borders in your love. And yeah, that people, God loves all kinds of people, and Islamic terrorists especially. And so Gracia was with these guys for 13 months, and they, some of them were nice, maybe some of them were not so nice, but she, after the 13 months, she didn't know if she'd ever see them again. And then through a series of events, some of them got caught, and she had to prosecute against them, and found out some of them were in prison, and through a series of events, she found out that some of them came to know the Lord.
Hmm.
And so that happened in 2002, and now she's still sharing the story of how God continues to use that to touch people and show people that God has a plan for people in the jungle or wherever they are. And she didn't, plan to be kidnapped, and she wasn't necessarily ready for it, and it was very hard, but she chose to look to God, and God not only transformed her life, but used her and her husband to plant seeds of truth in that situation where she was around these Islamic terrorists who were killing people regularly throughout that 13-month period. I just want to give thanks to God for his deep love for people, and thank you God for giving me more of the love than I have had before. And so God, I pray that you would continue to increase our love for people, no matter what kind of people. Lord, I pray that you would give us your heart, because your heart of love just pierces through the darkness.
And sorrow me. his hands, his feet. Sorrow and love flowing down, dear air, such love and sorrow me, or thorns come.
Just makes people that want to go out and help everyone.